Russ Patzer, CEO of Sun Valley Solar Solutions. It's pretty hard to not have heard about the rate case going on at APS right now, but let's back up. What is a rate case?
Yeah, I'll give you my perspective from a solar guy who's had a utility crash course lesson over the last 10 years understanding what a rate case is. So roughly every 4 to 5 years, it's a deep dive into what are the true utilities expenses. So it's, you know, how much does fuel cost us? How much does the transmission? How much do the lines? What new lines do I need? What generation capacity do I need? And they look at the whole picture and they understand, are we recovering enough money to make sure we can pay for all this infrastructure and all everything that it takes to run the utility grid? So every 4 to 5 years, it's a deep dive understanding, are we collecting the right revenues from the ratepayers to afford this all the system and how it works together?
Who gets that job?
That is many, many hats and many people's jobs. There's hundreds of engineers working on this and hundreds of people looking at the financials and helping it all come together. It's definitely not a one-person job.
And when you look at the number of rooftops in Arizona, let's just say the average utility bill is $250 a month. I mean, that's a lot of money. So there's no shortage of people that want to put their hands in that pie as well.
Yes, and during this time, it's all the stakeholders get input. So the solar people get input, low-income housing gets input, the high-energy users like the mines, companies like Intel, the large users of it all have input. So many inputs from all angles during this time frame.
What's on the table for this rate case?
The main thing for this rate case, high level, is utility-wise, there's no major changes. So commercial bills are just kind of a percentage increase, which is everybody's used to. But the heat of it has been, what do we do with all this residential solar that's going in, and how does it look 5 to 10 years? Because the rates that are designed today need to last another 5 years before a deep dive is done again. So we have to look at what's going to happen and how many people are going to go solar in the next 5 years, and how do we design the rates that it's fair for everybody, solar and non-solar customers.
And from what I understand, you were present in a lot of these discussions on this rate case.
Yeah, we were very active in it. We have a lawyer that represents us. We are active in it through ASDA. It's called the Arizona Solar Deployment Alliance. And three of us local companies basically wanted a seat at the table, and we wanted to make sure that the local solar voice was heard. And the solar voice wasn't just from out-of-state solar companies. It's truly the boots on the ground who's making it happen in the state of Arizona, where the jobs are, has a seat at the table.
And this, every 3 to 4 years or 4 to 5 years that they do this rate case, from what it looks like, it takes at least a year to do a rate case, if not longer. So, you've only got a short window where you've completed one. They've started again, it seems like. What? And there's no like, all right, here's the case, here's the decision. There's already some decisions that have been made, and there's already some that they're going to be voting on still later.
Yes, that is. So the first part that the commissioners like to see is what we call settlement. And settlement is where all the stakeholders get into a room and can you come to a common resolution and bring before the Corporation Commission a common resolution that everybody will sign off and buy in on. And that's where we're at right now. We just reached settlement. So we have the agreement between all the stakeholders that were in the room. And now that has to be presented before the Corporation Commission to understand their take on this whole matter.
And the Corporation Commission just had a recent changeover. I mean, the last election cycle in the fall changed up who sits on that board. And is there five on the board?
Yeah, there's five commissioners that sit on the board. And we've had pretty well, almost 100% turnover in the last few years.
So what... Without putting on our Nostradamus hat, what's your projections for this vote?
Well, typically, if everybody agrees to the settlement, the commissioners normally go along with the agreement because the main thing is that we all can play in the same sandbox and get along together. And, solar has a future. Utilities obviously have a future. And can we coexist and become better and build a better network out of this whole thing. And the new settlement, we achieved that. And, you know, solar had to give some ground and the utilities had to give some ground. And with this new settlement, it opens up a whole new era of how solar interacts with the grid.
Now, you said all the APS stakeholders. As a paying customer of an APS, am I considered a stockholder?
Yes, you're considered a stakeholder. Maybe stakeholder, not stockholder.
Stakeholder.
Yeah, the customers definitely have a voice, and APS or any of the utilities, they listen to that voice because you're the customer. You're the one paying the bill, so your voice is very much important to them.
So where do I go to voice my opinion? Can I call their 800 number? They got a team waiting by to take my thoughts down.
Yeah, you can file your opinion with the utility company. You can also talk to your commissioners and leave them either messages or write them letters to talk to the Corporation Commission members to let them know your opinion and how you feel about it too.
And with this rate case coming down, there's going to be a grandfathering of rates for certain periods of time, depending on whether it's 10 or 20 or 10 years.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.